quote to Dick Fisk. Dick Fisk, one of the first gay porn stars, handsome, short, muscular, hung like a horse. Did you ever dream that someday you'd be the subject of a poem? Let alone an ode? Did I ever dream jacking off to pictures of you in the 1970s, snorting rush as close as possible to orgasm, the bed in my room in my parents' house creaking late at night, that I'd be the one to write it? Yet here we are, 30 years later, sharing the most intimate of moments as I enclose your name in quotations and click I'm feeling lucky on google.com. And what do I get? 10 color photos on Al's gay porn stars. You, nude, with your straight brown hair and mustache, your washboard stomach, and your astounding endowment, posing in bed and in a white armchair with a defiant come hither look, and lost in action with a mustache blonde in a red and black plaid shirt, your mouth stretched wide to accommodate his cock. And a brief but informative bio. Dick Fisk was a little guy from Georgia with a big dick, and he knew how to use it too. Your real name was Frank Rick Fitz, and you were born on May 13, 1955. I again searched the internet, and sure enough, the 13th fell on a Friday that month. Friday the 13th, Dick. On HowStuffWorks.com, Jill M. Phillip tells us Taurus men possess a great deal of what used to be called animal magnetism. Those born May 13th are rare individuals with unique and special talents. There is a dark side to these people, yet they are rarely moved to reveal this aspect of themselves. You were a math major in college, Dick, before dropping out and breaking into the adult male film industry. Your acting credits include such Falcon and Bijou studio classics as Axemaster, Champs 2, Cruisin' the Castro, Help Wanted, Spokes, The Other Side of Aspen, and Try to Take It. At the time of your death, you were between films working at a bar in Midtown Atlanta. You and your lover were killed in an automobile accident between Atlanta and Marietta on the evening of Halloween, 1983. I've only been to Atlanta once for a writer's conference in 2007. My dog Byron had just died, and I spent a lot of time in my hotel room crying. It's not much of a coincidence, Dick, but during that trip, I visited my sister and her family in Marietta, where you presumably lived. We ate a pleasant meal and played a game of hearts. You perished at 28. That October 31st, I was in a single apartment in Hollywood, 30, and sober exactly 1 week. I didn't know it, but my real life had just begun. Gone, all the drugs and alcohol and torment of my 20s, exacerbated by a 1979 car accident in which my best friend Rachel was killed and which I barely survived. A psychic recently told me that when I was in ICU, I was connected by a very thin cord, but I chose to come back. I didn't have to. And the dream I had just before I woke of a scarecrow falling down a mountain bouncing from rock to rock was my soul returning to my body. Gone also the blasé anthem of those years, Blondie's reggae-infused Die Young, Stay Pretty. Oh, Dick, it's true, for Rachel, for you, forever you'll get to keep your good looks, ample evidence of which is easily obtained online. I drag your image, cute as Jackson Brown, only mustached, onto my desktop. Unabashedly, I walk into the back room at Specialty Video and select my favorite of all your films, Steam Heat. I bring it home and slip it into my Mac. No dialogue, just that monotonous 70s porn soundtrack, depriving us of what was surely a sexy southern accent. Running track, you twist your ankle. The hunky coach leads you into the locker room and begins rubbing your foot. His hand wanders up your leg and thigh and into your jock strap. He rims and fucks you, comes all over your lightly haired chest. And you, versatile actor that you were, return, lively at first, then like a jackhammer, the satisfying favor.